thinking a bit about Bhavana, likening it very much in my own mind, as I often tend to do as a gardener, to sowing seeds. I just love when you're sowing seeds, you need to be really aware of the conditions that you're creating for them. They're going to grow and flourish. You know, you need to know what the soil is like, whether you need to sow them indoors and protect them a bit before putting them out, or whether you can just sow them outdoors when they grow, whether they want to be in the sun or if they need some shade, just what the conditions are that are going to call forth, which is very much what Bhavana is, the beautiful flower that's within them. So they need a lot of, a lot of care, you know, a lot of tenderness in a way, a lot of nurturing to create the right conditions that are going to really allow them to blossom, come into to full bloom. For me, Bhavana practice is very like that. It's just that sense of taking that care with ourselves, really opening to our experience, understanding it, knowing what we need, being able to create the conditions that are going to allow us to really open our hearts and engage really fully, place ourselves, all those sorts of things. It requires a lot of just openness and patience as well. You know, sometimes there's long periods of time when you're growing seeds where you don't know what's happening. You know, you've just done certain things and you just have to wait. You just have to sit, in a sense, and wait in that gap. So, you know, it's very like that with us, I think, in our practice, having that kind of patience, you know, just to be open. And there can be a lovely sense sometimes where, I don't know whether you understand what I mean, when you sort of feel like you tune in with your heart and become aware of, you know, all the different things that are going on in your experience, all the pushes and pulls and sort of emotional highlights that are happening there, and sitting with it, and, you know, just being with it, in that sense of sitting with it, that kind of tender, nurturing sense that just wants it to open, wants to call forth from it, well, all the love and everything that's there. And then the more you sit with it, just sort of somehow it's as though you can reach a deeper, more tender part that has this sort of constant flavour to it, that is actually just unwavering love, unwavering compassion, unwavering joyfulness, and unwavering equanimity. It's all there, but it just needs that patience, you know, just to be able to sit with the clouds, help the clouds to clear away so that the sun can shine forth. But it is there. It just needs that attention in that kind of way to reach it.